which will unite Iraqis against the threat posed by the Islamic State militant group. America has blamed al-Maliki for failing to tackle jihadists who've captured large parts of the country. Our World Affairs correspondent Jim Muir is in Erbil.
Well, it's extremely significant because just a few days ago, Mr. Maliki was denouncing the nomination of his successor as a constitutional breach and said that he would resist it to the end and defeat it. So now, just